Hello. The Appropriations Subcommittee on the Environment and Natural Resources will now come to order. Lisa, will you please call the roll?
Chair Book.
Here.
Senator Huckel.
Here.
Senator Brennan. Senator Garcia. Senator Hudson.
Here.
Senator Mayfield.
Here.
Senator Stewart.
Here.
Quorum present.
Thank you so much, Lisa. Please, everyone, silence your electronic devices. And anyone wishing to speak before the committee, please fill out an appearance form and give it to the administrative assistant. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be read into the record. We have a quick agenda today. Let's please, senators, turn to tab 1, Senate Bill 34, on relief of Schuler Limited Partnership by the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services by Senator Mumford. Welcome. Senator Mumford, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. I appreciate you hearing this claims bill. I'll give you just a real brief background on this particular bill. It's been around for quite a while. The prescribed burn and wildfire, it really began on April the 9th in 2008 when the Division of Forestry commenced a prescribed burn in Tate's Hill Forest in Franklin County. If you're not familiar with Tate's Hill, it's an unusual part of Florida. The name fits it very well. It's a primitive-type swamp, if you will. On May 13, 2008, the fire, even though it started, prescribed burning began on April 9th. And on May 13th, the fire was still burning and was spread due to wind creating a wildfire on the claimant's adjacent timber property, and resulting in the destroying 835 acres of timberland and other merchantable timber. There was a trial in February of 2011, which is 3 years later, where the claimant filed a suit against the Board of Trustees as technically the owners of Tate's Hill to recover damages from the wildfire. Fast forward to November 2012, and remember this fire began in 2008. 2012, the jury returned a verdict finding the state was negligent in awarding the claimant $741,000 in addition to another almost $30,000 in taxable cost. Department of Forestry and the Board of Trustees did not challenge the total combined award of $770,000 in their appeal, and therefore the amount of the damage is no longer in dispute. Fast forward to 2014, the Department of Forestry and the Board of Trustees paid $100,000 under the old sovereign immunity cap waiver. Remember, the claimant's property was severely damaged by a fire started by the Department of Forestry, which, based on a jury and an appellate court, was the responsibility of the state. And I'm asking you to represent the state and make these damages whole. Madam Chair.
Thank you so much, Senator Mumford. Are there any questions? No? We do have one appearance form. Thank you, Lisa. Gary Hunter. Come on up.
Speaking with,
thank you.
Gary Hunter with Hopping Green and Sams. I'm counsel. My law firm is counsel for the Schuler Limited Partnership. We tried this case, gosh, now 6 years ago, and the Schulers are appreciative of your consideration. They're asking. Senator Mumford did a very good job of explaining the facts of this case. This isn't condemning of anything that happened. We're asking to be made whole for a loss that's been upheld by two courts, and we would appreciate your support.
Thank you so much. Is there any debate? No? Senator Mumford, you're recognized to close your on your bill.
I'll wait to close.
Thank you so much. Lisa, could you please call the roll for the vote on Senate Bill 34?
Senator Brennan?
Yes.
Senator Garcia? Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Mayfield?
Yes.
Senator Stewart?
Yes.
Senator Huckel?
Yes.
Chair Book?
Yes. And by your vote, please show Senate Bill 34 as being reported favorably.
But thank you all for hearing this bill.
Thank you so much. And members of the committee, before we adjourn, I just want to let you know that we are knee-deep, and staff and I are working on our budget. And so I've met with some of you yesterday, and we'll meet with the rest of you today to get some of the priorities that you have so that we can put forward a really strong budget for the environment. Is there any other business before the committee? Seeing none, Senator Stewart moves that we adjourn. Without objection, show this meeting adjourned.